USA Radio News.
Nobody would have ever thought this could have happened. So the federal government is behind you. We're all behind each other. I think we can truly say, Jerry. Right? And Jerry and I have been speaking, and Gavin and I have now gotten to know each other, and we're all going to work together, and we'll do a real job. But this is very sad to see it.
President Trump's reaction as he tours some of the areas that were hit hardest by some of the wildfires that have hit California over the last week. According to the Butte County Sheriff, at least 71 people have died, and there's still many more people that they're looking for that are unaccounted for. According to numerous reports, the CIA believes that the Saudi Crown Prince ordered the assassination of Jamal Khashoggi. This goes against initial indications, and the CIA has yet to confirm if these reports are true. And in Florida, the hand recount has to be complete by Sunday at noon Eastern Time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A cat that's been an internet darling made news when he required a rescue a few days ago. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The stray cat named Flame wandered into a fire station in Greenville, South Carolina 3 years ago and became an Instagram hit. Well, this week he got stuck in a drain pipe under that station. Reports are the cat, known also as Arson Cat, was found late Wednesday in a 12-inch storm drain that runs about 50 feet under the station's parking lot. A lieutenant saying the station's assistant chief was calling for him and heard a sound coming from the drain, so off-duty firefighters went after him and successfully rescued him. He was wet but otherwise unhurt. It's unclear how he got into the pipe. That Instagram page about Flame has over 100,000 followers. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new study of 4,000 people in the UK found that lifting weights was more beneficial for your heart than running. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The World Bank estimates that corporations pay hundreds of billions of dollars in bribes and kickbacks to overseas officials every year. Now, as more and more investigations are being done, corporations and companies are trying to be a little more creative in how, in fact, they're able to do these kickbacks and bribes to the companies. David Montero is author of a new book titled Kickback, Exposing the Global Corporate Bribery Network. I had a chance to chat with David, and the first question, or one of the questions I asked him, was how are companies now being creative when it comes to bribes and kickbacks?
Yeah, one of the more recent ways that corporations have paid bribes abroad, instead of just giving somebody money, they create a scheme where a foreign official will create a charity or some kind of nonprofit, and usually they hide their involvement in that, and the company says, oh, we're making a donation to this charity or this nonprofit to, you know, help rebuild this church. In fact, it's just a way to pass on money to that corrupt official. Actually, that's appeared in a number of cases recently, that kind of scheme. What we can do about it is companies are supposed to keenly and strictly monitor the kinds of places that they're giving money to. They are supposed to do due diligence on a charity before giving money to that charity, that people connected to the government are not sitting on the board or connected in some way. So the companies really have a huge role to play in sort of self-regulating. They may not.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.